With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Lake group leaders and members from six northern Wisconsin counties will convene for a discussion of current issues related to lake quality and shoreline habitat protection this summer at Nicolet College in Rhinelander. Bob Martini is president of Oneida County Lakes and Rivers Association. He says the meeting is being convened so local associations and citizens can find out what can be done to preserve water quality.
A lot of protections removed by the state legislature. So a lot of the protective work is now up to individuals acting voluntarily on their own properties. So we like to exchange information about what's working, what isn't working, what we might try to in the future to try to implement mostly voluntary educational type protections.
Martini says they've put together information for shoreline property owners to use.
In Oneida County, we have developed a packet of information that we're asking the zoning department to give to every person who applies for a zoning permit for lake shoreline construction. And this packet of information gives the background on why it's important to protect lakes, what is the economic value of protecting lake water quality and aesthetics, how can individuals do this, what are some of the simple and cost-effective ways to do this.
He says the Planning and Development Committee has positively received the material. The meeting is set for July 12th at Nicolet College. Attendees are expected from Oneida, Vilas, Forest, Langlade, Lincoln, and Iron counties. The event includes exhibits from lake-related organizations and several presentations related to water quality education and best lake management practices. For information, contact Martini at 715-282-5896 or the website oclra.org. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Madison says its investigation found insufficient evidence to file charges connected to alleged civil rights violations at the state's youth prison in Lincoln County. Staff members at Lincoln Hills had been accused of using unreasonable force multiple times. The challenge for prosecutors would have been to prove the staffers used more force than necessary and knew that they were doing that. The Wisconsin legislature has passed a measure closing the prison in Irma by 2021. The state plans to build two new juvenile facilities in Outagamie and Milwaukee counties. Wisconsin residents keep recycling, according to a recent DNR survey. Ken Kroll has an update.
The survey confirmed most residents are managing unwanted electronics responsibly, but many are still unsure how to recycle electronics or face other barriers to recycling old devices. The survey showed the number of unused electronics in Wisconsin households continues to grow, and a large share of households are storing devices they no longer use. DNR eCycle Wisconsin Coordinator Sarah Murray says there were some interesting numbers.
We asked how many TVs, computers, including tablets and cell phones folks had and whether they were used or unused. Based on projection to the state population, we estimated there were about 9.3 million unused TVs, computers, and cell phones. That's about a third of all the devices in people's homes, which I think is not a surprise to most of us. I know even I have some in my drawers and closets at home, but it's just a good reminder that we do have a lot of electronics that could be recycled.
Murray says the DNR has conducted five statewide household recycling surveys since 2010, when Wisconsin's electronics recycling law took effect. The law included a disposal ban for certain types of electronics and established eCycle Wisconsin, a manufacturer-funded program administered by the DNR that helps support a statewide network of electronics collectors and recyclers. As of 2019, households and schools have recycled nearly 300 million pounds of electronics through eCycle Wisconsin. Murray says recycling saves the environment.
TVs and monitors have things like lead and mercury in them that we don't want in the environment. A lot of our newer devices have personal data on them that we want to keep secure. So even if there is a small cost, it's worth it to recycle these responsibly and not just put them in the trash or give them to somebody who might not handle it the right way.
Murray says go to the DNR website and find out where one-day collection events are being held in your area. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The DNR announced new water quality initiatives as part of Governor Evers' Year of Clean Drinking Water declaration. The DNR asked the Department of Health Services to review 40 contaminants for possible groundwater quality standards. This work comes on the heels of the department asking DHS last spring to review an initial 27 contaminants, including very difficult-to-pronounce chemicals known as PFAS. PFAS have been used for decades in numerous products, such as nonstick cookware, fast food wrappers, stain-resistant sprays, and firefighting foam. Steve Elmore is director of drinking water and groundwater at DNR. He says the PFAS have been found to cause serious health concerns,
including low infant birth weights, effects on immune systems, cancer for PFOA, one of the PFAS compounds, and thyroid and hormone disruption for particularly for PFOS, another of the PFAS compounds.
More information can be found at the DNR website. Wisconsin-based Shopko has reached an agreement to sell its optical business for $8.5 million cash. The company had just announced it was selling that business last Thursday, so the agreement came quickly. The deal could save as many as 700 jobs at former Shopko locations. A bankruptcy court has to approve it. Our forecast today, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers, clouds, and a low around 34. Tomorrow, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 57. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.